Warning! This video may contain foul language, discussion of sex, prostitutes, and other adult topics that might make some people squeamish. If you can't handle this, leave now, but don't bitch to me. Enjoy. Hey, this is Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Now you don't see me, because this is a podcast. And the reason it's a podcast is I've had all kinds of video difficulties, and I've had audio difficulties, and basically this has been a royal pain in the ass to record this. So, the thing is that I have been wanting to record a podcast for quite some time, and people have been suggesting that in addition to the video I put up every day or every couple of days, I also put up an accompanying podcast. So I am going to start doing that. Today, however, you're going to see just a picture of my mug on the screen, and you're going to hear my voice. And that's just going to have to be good enough. So before I get started, I got to plug two things, and no, they're not female or rubber. The first is my consultation service via Skype. If you need motivation, wait a minute, let me get my radio voice on. If you need motivation, assistance, or advice related to moving to Thailand or living in Thailand or dealing with women, whores or otherwise, go to my website, www.anamericaninbangkok.com. In the tabs that lead you to the various pages on the site, you will see the word funding. Put your cursor over the word funding and then click on consultation services. Read the info, pay my fee, and I will be in touch. It's that simple. Yes, it's simple. No, it's Scott Mallon's consultation service. Anyway, okay, let's get rid of that dude. That radio voice has to go. Anyway, before I start, another thing. Yesterday I got a couple of messages from a couple of chowderheads. First one, I don't know if they're fucking with me or what, but it says, "Hi, I am from Iran and now living in Bangkok. Can we be friends? I am in Kemet University, Bangmot." I didn't answer that one, and the person's name is Terry, and I don't know, are they Terry a man, or are they Terry a woman? And is it Terry just a phony name? Because how many Iranians have the name Terry? I don't know, but I don't think very many. And then, probably in an effort to freak me out, and it doesn't matter if they're male or female, this freaks me out either way. They wrote me this beautiful poem. Oh, beautiful wine bearer, bring forth thy cup and put it to my lips. Path of love seemed easy at first. What came was many hardships. I don't know who wrote that, but it doesn't really matter because it freaks me out, man. It's just like, I just don't like getting these kind of things. You know, whatever. I mean, maybe somebody really likes my videos and they wanted to do something nice for me, but I didn't take it that way. Anyway, moving on. Let's forget about this Iranian. Hello, Scott. I am a 20-year-old man. I have been in Thailand. Wait, I've been to Thailand and to Phuket 6 times now and have visited Sakhon Nakhon and Udon Thani a few times. I know Thailand is where I want my future to be, but the problem is I don't know how or the best way or ways to make money. I want to open a shop in the touristy areas. Any advice would be much appreciated. Well, I guess, you know, my advice would be careful. If you're going to open up a store, be careful. You need help with that? I'll tell you right now what I told you in my message back to you, and that is pay the consultation fee. Okay? Simple as that. This is a, if you really are truly intent on starting a business, then contact me. If you're just trying to find a way to make money, join the club. There's millions of people who want to make money all over the world. And it doesn't matter if they're making money in Thailand or back in their home country or wherever it is. I mean, you know, ask me if you're from America. I don't know where you're from. It doesn't say. But if you're from America and you ask me, huh, you know, I'm living here in America. I'm American and I don't know how to make money. What should I do? I'd be like, get a job. So, I mean, you know, there's not a whole lot different. What I would say is if you want to know what to do here, figure out what to do in America or wherever you're from. Figure out a job. Put a whole list of jobs down that you might be able to do. And then match them up against what is allowed and what is not allowed here. And whatever you have left, then that's what you should probably try to do. And usually that's like teach English or something like that. But I don't know. You know, you got to be hungry. You got to look for the opportunity. And other than that, I don't really know what to tell you. And that's why I said, if you want deeper discussion, pay the fee. Okay, now, part two of how I made the move to Thailand. Let's get to it here because, let's get to it. Now, I have been reading and hearing about how people think that it's such a courageous thing to move, and it's a big deal, and you've got to do this, and you've got to do that. There's so much to do before I make the move. Well, the truth is, for most people, it's pretty simple, okay? Clean up all your bullshit at home. Fix your problems, clean up your bullshit, whatever it may be. Handle things till you know where you can, like if you got credit card bills, figure out how am I going to pay my credit card bill online. If you got alimony payments, how am I going to get the money to the ex? If I got child support payments, how am I going to pay them from Thailand? You know, clear up all your shit. Buy the ticket, get on the plane, and get your ass over. And that's about it. So the way I look at it is it's either black or white. You're either going to do it or you're not. You either got the balls or you don't. You got the guts or you don't. However you want to think about it. I like black and white photography, and I like it because, well, for a couple of reasons. I like it because the colors don't detract from the subject, but I also like it because while there are shades of gray in life, there is also black and white. And you're either going to do something or you're not. It's yin and yang. Yes or no. Make the move, don't make the move. Shit or get off the pot. It's very simple. So I don't buy that it's all that difficult to do and it's so courageous and it's gutsy and it's this and it's that. You know, I mean, listen. It is what it is. You got the money for airfare? Basically, it boils down to you fly over and you need to have enough money to support yourself, whether it's just to pay for a shitty little apartment and food or, you know, pay alimony, keep up with the house payments, whatever it is. And once you figure out how to do that, or if you can do that, you are capable of doing that, it's easy, man. I mean, you know, the thing is, are you going to pull the trigger? Because I never had any doubt that I was going to pull the trigger. I knew I was going to pull the trigger. I knew right from the beginning, I'm going to pull the trigger. I know that the time will be right eventually, and I will take the step. I will fire the shot. I will do what I have to do. You know, so I don't buy that it's all that difficult and courageous and, you know. And I also don't buy that I'm lucky. There, some people have said, oh, you're so lucky you live that lifestyle, you live over there. Oh, you're so lucky. I don't buy that shit at all because I busted my ass to get here and to stay here. And I've done all kinds of things that I never expected, and I've pushed myself. And sometimes I didn't want to. Sometimes I didn't like doing things, but I did them. I didn't like teaching English. I hated it, but I did it because I had to pay the bills, you know? So let me get back on track here. But, you know, I got the money. I sold my business, bought my ticket, sold off most of my stuff. I packed up three bags. One bag had my clothes in it. One bag had my CD collection in it. And the other had a backpack with a couple magazines, my Let's Go Thailand guidebook, and my passport. The night before I was going to leave, my buddies took me out, and we went out to this rinky-dink hole-in-the-wall bar, and they got me shit-faced drunk on tequila. I probably had 15 shots of tequila over the course of the night, and they basically pushed me into my apartment. I stumbled over to the bed, fell into the bed, and somehow I managed to wake up in time to get in the van for the airport. Fell asleep in the van, still drunk, checked in, still drunk, got on the airplane, still drunk, fell asleep, sweaty, stinky, sticky, still reeking like tequila. And I woke up a couple hours away from Tokyo. We arrived in Tokyo, and it was at Narita Airport. I always remember Narita because they've got that shitty little waiting area that's just a circle. There's not much there at all, and it's a shithole. I mean, there's nothing there. And I couldn't sleep because I just couldn't sleep there. And get back on a plane bound for Bangkok, fall asleep again. Feeling like shit, but I still felt good because I felt free. Free to do what I wanted to do and free to go where I wanted, when I wanted. And I didn't have to answer to my boss. I didn't really have any bills. I didn't have anything. I just had a pocket full of money and it's okay, let's go. And that's what I did. And when I got to Bangkok, checked into the Nana Hotel, took a shower, and I went right out. The next day, called up some of my buddies that I had met, got in touch with them, we all went out, and that quickly became my routine. Now, I had gone there with the intent on training in Muay Thai. Well, just as my lessons in Thai came second to partying and running around with women and hanging out with my buddies, well, training in Muay Thai came second also. So after about a week of staying in the Nana Hotel, I went to this girl that I knew, and she found an apartment for me, 7,500 baht a month, at the end of Sukhum Vit Soi 1, conveniently located across a building full of Nana prostitutes. And that was where I called my home for about a year and a half. And the place was not furnished, although there was a bed in it. So I said to her, can you please help me out? I need some things. I need sheets. I need towels. I need this. I need that. Made a list up. She said, okay, help you out. I gave her 5,000 baht or so. She came back with receipts and these big bags of stuff. And there's pink and blue sheets and a pink blanket and a blue blanket. Definitely not my style. And then there's these little velvet wall hanging things and these little cheap fans. And my room looked like it had been decorated by a hooker. And anytime I had people in my room, they all asked the same question. Did this place come furnished like this? But I think they were just fucking with me because they knew I wasn't going to decorate it like that. And probably no apartment owner was going to decorate it that way either. So that was kind of funny. But anyway, this girl had been, she was cleaning my room for me. She didn't really want any money, but I would give her like 500 baht or something. So it was like once or twice a week, and I would give her like 500 baht. And I ended up giving her the key to my place. And one day I came back, and she had come into my room and cleaned the room, and it was spick and span. It was so clean, and my clothes were all folded and everything. And in the corner, I see this big figure. It's kind of dark, and I thought, what in the hell is that? And I turn a light on, and it's a big yellow Tweety bird. And the thing was almost as tall as I am. So it was like about 4 foot, 5 foot, almost 5 foot tall stuffed animal. And I just thought, man, this is, it just doesn't get any, it's just, how did I get myself in this situation? I'm in a little room with a Tweety bird, pink sheets, little plastic wicker garbage cans that I would never purchase myself, and all these funny little wall hangings. How did I? This is not me. But I wasn't going to take this stuff back. I mean, that wasn't really possible. And anyway, this girl ended up helping me buy a little boombox and a TV and a few other things. So she was helpful, but her interior design skills left something to be desired. But it didn't really take me very long, and I just got into this cycle of going out every day. Well, first I'd wake up in the morning. I usually had some companion, some woman that I barely knew sleeping next to me. And I would kick her out. I'd go and find breakfast. I'd go walk around. I'd do errands, whatever they may be. I'd go shopping or whatever. And I'd gonna have lunch, and then I'd come back, and I'd take a little nap. And 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I would start going out again. And maybe I would bring a companion home to visit, of course, to watch TV. And then I would go out later on in the evening. I'd have dinner, and I'd go out. And I did that for months. And I thought, wow, this is a great life. I'm having a great time. I was missing my Thai lessons. I mean, I canceled more than I canceled more lessons than I took. And you know, I would go to Muay Thai and train for 2-3 days in a row, and then I wouldn't show up for a week. And, I was out of control. That's all I can say. I was out of control. And the thing is that at one point, I looked at my bank book and I just thought, wow, it's no longer really up there. It's decreasing pretty quickly. This is not good. And I thought, that was the first time I thought, oh, shit. And there was a twinge of fear of, I just was wondering, what in the hell am I going to do? Because I got no idea what I'm going to do. And I was stuck. I didn't know what the hell I was going to do. I was like, well, at least I got the 1,000 a month coming. But I really didn't want to rely on this person. And, you know, wait, okay, gosh, I don't have any money. When am I going to get paid? When am I going to get my 1,000 bucks? Hopefully it comes on the day he says it will. And that's where it went eventually. That's where I got to that point eventually. The money that I had, the chunk of money in my savings, somehow evaporated. One too many drinks, I guess, and running around. Going here and going there. And, you know, I thought I was living this dream life, but the truth was I was in a fantasy land. And I was kidding myself. I kept saying, oh, yeah, you know, the money will come. There'll be more money. I'm not going to spend more. Tomorrow I'll spend, yeah, I won't spend any money. Or in the next couple of days, I'll really cut it down. I only spend, you know, 500 baht a day. I'm not going to spend much at all. But I could never do it. And it came to the point eventually where I was like, oh, shit, I don't have anything in savings. And I got to wait for the money every month. And I think it came, what happened was I felt that initial twinge of, oh shit. And I had been going out to the club so much that I got a bronchial infection. And I had to go into Bumrungrad Hospital. And I was admitted there for 3 days. And they put me on oxygen for 3 days straight and all these medications. And, I got out of there and I was better. But it cost me about 15,000 baht, which was cheap. And some girl I had met and got to know a little bit stayed by my side. She was just a good girl. She stayed by my side for all those 3 days, and she made sure I was okay. But at that point, I thought, man, this is not going so good. It's not going the way that I thought it would. I think I can do better. So, it didn't quite work out, but I managed, and I worked through it. And until next time, that's all I got. There will be a part 3. If you like it, let me know. If you don't, you must be a cunt. No, I didn't say that. If you don't like it, fine, whatever. But if you do like it, click like, and please share the video. And also, I've never had a video go viral. And that would be nice, wouldn't it? I'd like to scratch that off of my to-do list. So please, click like, help me go viral. And look for those podcast links coming soon. And until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di lat jerk and mine.